a big bunch of nutbags, Tone. Firstly, one John Lennon. Now, he claims he was once buzzed by a flying saucer on the balcony of his New York apartment. Mm. He said it looked like a flattened cone with a brilliant light on top. Yeah, right. As opposed to the cone he was pulling at the time, which by the sounds of it was chockers. Other names?
Yeah.
How about this one? David Bowie.
Ooh.
Gee, who would have thought? he says he saw many UFOs as a child. They came over so regularly, we could time them. Yes, well, David, next time you see a UFO, you'll know it's time to take your medication, chumbly bum. Have a listen to this, Dane. Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
He claims he's seen 16 different UFOs, which is nice. But personally, I'd feel more confident about his claim if I could look at a scan of his brain and see 16 different brain cells. He says some nights, if you look upward to the sky, you can see the UFOs playing tag between the stars. Mm, yes, unfortunately for Ali, I think he's referring to the stars he sees as he's lying flat and his back twitching on the canvas. And I think, well, we've just got time for a quick word from the chairman of the Nuthouse Board, William Shatner. The former Star Trek captain says an alien saved his life. Now, Tone, he knew that Star Trek was just a TV show, didn't he?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm starting to doubt it myself. Have a listen to this. He stacked his bike in America's Mojave Desert and was led to safety. Once he reached civilization, he saw a glistening light just as his mystery guide disappeared. Now, Tone, why do I get the feeling that in William Shatner's case, his mystery guide goes by the name of Jack Daniel?